Okay. Good, let's go. Just a point about, just to finish up the discussion about Havdolah, V'chein ha-machlekes shel Havdolah simen echad. That's what we're going to Ramban, okay? V'chein ha-machlekes shel Havdolah simen echad v'chatas ha'oif d'rabbonon lo yavdu hu lav v'rabbo loz v'reb shimon mai lo yavdu ain tzorach lo havdu k'mo sh'omo b'gmor ezlochem. So the chayitz machugus tanoim, the rabbonim was of Shimon, if lo yavdil is an ashola, we mean a mitzvah or not, correct? Or it's ain't so chavdil. And this is the sherish hashmini, that this is sometimes the word lo means ain't tzorich, you don't have to, and sometimes the word lo means you're prohibited, okay? Okay. So, and the Rabban agrees with the Sherish, and that's what's going on. And that's the Ram says in Mitzvah's Loisa Kuf Yud Beis, he she is hilnu may have deal loish chato sa'oif b'shas milika v'omu yis'ale u'molak es roishim imul o'opoi v'lo yavdil. Okay, so it's a lav. It's an ashora, correct? Like Lavlos of Shimon. And he adds Vimhiv the Apostle. Correct? Vimhiv the Apostle, the Pshat is because if it would be, if you don't have to do it, you couldn't imagine being Apostle because it's really relevant. You have the right to do it. So the fact that you can imagine that it's Apostle must be that it's Ashola. That's the Ram's proof, Kilo. Hivdo Posal. And how does the Ram know that Hivdo Posal? It's basically a Teres Kohanim. Okay? The Teres Kohanim, your Lo Yavdil. So he says, and then there's a Lo Yavdil by Vishi Sois Beknofov, and that's the Sifro and Dibur de Nedovo Parashi Zion, the beginning of Perik Tes Halochavov, Lo Yavdil Yochel im Hivdil Posel, Talmud Vihikdir. I Vihikdir Yochel Af Apisha Moko, Besaka Talmud Moise. Ma Rois Lahakshi Bavdolo, Vlifsa Malika. So there's a Heksha Havdolo in Oif and a Psul in Malika. Achashiba Kosov Mirt, we've been a man in Machshiba Abdolo, Shuhu, Liacha Halatsoya, it's after Ritsui, a place of Malika Shulufne Hatsoya. Okay? So there's a psul of Havdolo by Malika and a Heksh of Havdolo by Oif. Okay? Which is after Ritsui. And that's the Ram of Maisa Kabonis. Perik Zayin Alochavov Chatas Oif Ketzer Hoyinasis V'chule, and he says V'ein Omavdil Loish Menaguf V'im Hivdil Posal V'loike Shnei Molek Es Loish Mulopo V'lo Yavdil. Okay, everything's okay. Okay. The problem over here is this Teres Kohanim. It's a major problem. Okay. Because you get the impression in Teres Kohanim that there's a logical possibility there should have been a psul havdola in Vishisa Isa Bichnofa Vlo Yavdo.
After Ritzui.
Yeah, but the Chiddush is, since after Ritzui, you have a choice between saying the psul is here and there, so that's what the Teres Kohanim says, the psul. In other words, they're two Lo Yavdils.
What psul can there be after Ritzui?
I don't know. I don't know anything, okay? Okay? I don't know anything, okay? No, you're right, okay? No. But that's not the point, okay? My issue over here is not to discuss can there be a psul after Ritzui or not, okay? But you get the impression if you could have imagined a psul after Ritzui, there would have been a psul, correct?
Not the psul. There would have been no psul and Lika?
Let's read it again. He says, "I yochol afal pisha mokol b'sakadam lo isay." Ma rois lahachshir b'havdola v'lipso b'malika achesh riba kosev miut in imani machshir b'havdola. It's only because the riba in a miut. You could have imagined the psul. Shuhu li'acha ha'tzoy u'poiz b'malika shulifnei ha'tzoy. Okay, so it's mashma, you could even could have imagined. I'm not even interested in that, okay? That's not my point, okay? Okay? My point is, but if it wouldn't be lacha shemit riboy, there would have been a psul. Okay. Ah, it's after tzoy. Oh, God. It's a kasha, okay? But the question is, could you imagine a psul if you have a choice of being mavdil and not being mavdil, but she says beknofov, is there a din? Is there an isa to be mavdil, or there's no isa to be mavdil? In she says beknofov, what would you have said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The problem is the Rambam only paskins a lav in havdola by chatas oif in malika, but he has no lav in in Shisui. And in fact, he says in Sheri Shmini, okay, you look at Sheri Shmini in Rambam, okay, he says the following: Umikan Yizboyer. Sha'omroi, ba'ilis oif, v'shisa oisa b'chnofov lo yavdil, ein roi lemnoisai. Why she not be moined the lo yavdil in v'shisa oisa b'chnofov? Okay. So he says, ki hu shalila, the divri akol. Because there's no machlokas of laws of Shimon Rabban about this issue. Everyone says this shalila. V'horaya kilu v'imhivdil kosher. And therefore v'imhivdil kosher. Ki kivin sh'oma b'ilis behemo v'nitachos v'nesochov hoya oila adas sh'oilis ha'oif kain. That you have to do it. V'nitoch l'nesocha. So it tells you no. V'chein omo enu tzorof l'havdil. El yishase bilvad. V'im hivdil kosher. K'mo shi'iz boi v'mekleimai. Okay. So the Teres Kohanim. L'chei is a major problem. How you learn it, okay? And you can't say the Rambam wasn't working with Teres Kohanim, because what's the makor that Im Hivdil Posel is the Teres Kohanim. Okay? In Chatas Oif, in Havdolah, okay? In Havdolah from Malika. In fact, okay? Can I go further? Okay? It's strange, no? In fact, the halachas gedolos lois is the samuches biknofov lo yavdil. So it's a lav. Okay. I have to check this out now. I think it's a samuches. Lo in halachas gedolos. I can bring out the halachas list if you want, okay? Why? Why should it be different? Why should you not say like the halachas gedolos? Why should you say like the Rambam? Once a Teres Kohanim is prepared to say that it is a psul, but since after Ritzui you mamayit it, so it means an Isa. You can't imagine a psul if there wouldn't be an Isa. Correct?
That's correct.
So how would you say not like that? And not only it's Alochus Gedolus, but it's also the Reim. But the Reim does a double whammy. Because in Sefer Yireim, he goes like this.
Where's the Bahad Paschal by the Simon?
Everyone, that's a lav, according to everyone. The Ramban also. The question is, I think it's a separate lav. I want to check that out, but I'll remind you, I'll try and get up next week, okay? But what the Yireim does is counted as a lav also, like the Bahag, but he says the same lav, it's one lav in Minyan with Havdolah for Malika. And let me read it to you. So this is a very interesting question. Mechatese, it should be one lav. That's mamish amazing, correct?
What's the mocker?
Of what?
Loyavu.
What's the mocker of the what? There should be a lav or it shouldn't be a lav?
It should be a lav.
I would say the opposite. What's the mocker? It shouldn't be a lav. Because once if the Ram says the proof of the pudding, whether it's a lav or not, is whether you can imagine a psul, correct? So if the Teres Kohanim and the Raya that we paskin that it's a lav, it's because of the psul by Abdullah, by Malika, so since the Teres Kohanim is ready to imagine a psul in Havdolah and Vishisa is a Beknofov in Ulasoiv, so it certainly should be a lav, but there should be no way out of it.
But not the same.
A different lav. Okay, and it's mashma, like, no, you could say, since Havdolah is one in Yenatera, maybe she won lav, but it's difficult to imagine why that should be one in Yenatera, okay? In Eifers, okay? I can't explain it to you, okay? Now let me read to you, but no. The question is, how do you make a case for the Rambam? And the Rambam is very adamant about his point, because in Shuri Shmini, he says, Fakir, the Torah is telling you that you would have said it's like Olis Behemo, and there would have been a din. You have to be Nitach of the Sochov. So it's Kamashron, you don't have to do it. That's the Pshat and Posik.
You couldn't say that was totally.
I understand. It's you know, L'chay, you have to say the coin to the Rambam, but it's wild. Usually we say, why is Achashiribu Yemiut? Achashiribu Yemiut means you could have imagined the psul, but since after Ritzu, the psul is not there. So you want to say you could have this way and that way, the Ritzu would have reversed it, you would have said the other way, that Havdolah, you have to pass the Gavos of Shimon. You know, it's not, you see, L'chari, if you needed the psul to prove it, I would agree with you, okay? But it's not pshat you need the psul to prove that there's a lav. It's just you can't imagine if it's ain't soch, there should be a psul. Correct? See, so if you can imagine a psul, that itself is enough of a proof. That's what I would have said. Correct? Ein soch means you have the option of doing whatever you want. You can do it, you don't have to do it. So why should you imagine a psul if you don't do it? If you have the option of doing whatever you want. The psul, you can only imagine if you're enjoined from it. So if the Teres Kohanim is ready to assume there is a psul, it means the pshat and the posuk means an isa. But it just doesn't pass on. Okay, continue. I'm just trying to explain this to you. I mean, l'chira, I'm not saying anything that's not that's illogical. L'chira, it's mamash like one and one, correct? L'maisa, the Yireim is strange. The conclusion that it's a lav is correct, I would say, but to put it as one lav is a little strange. The Yireim in Simon Shum Shim Samach Tesed the Fus Yoshan Shinayim Vov Lo Yavdil. Hizi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shelo Yavdu Ba'ilis Oif Tichsiv Lo Yavdu Pashat Vayiko V'shisa Yis Mekanof Lo Yavdu Pir Shisua Kher B'yodah Migavoy U'manicha Mechubamat. Repair Kotche Kudoshim ain't she suel biad. Biad bechosim vachule. Then it continues. Vatani beteris kohanim, vishisa is a beknof of lahaksha o. Vilayav the yochel who the apostle tamalema vihikti. So the Chayyim is proving that to show that there's a lav. Okay. Then he says, ukshem shehizhi, and he starts off with oila. Ukshem shehizhi, hayoitzer shelo lahavdil b'shisua oila sa'if, kach hizhi shelo lahavdil b'chata sa'if, b'malika. Tichsim b'pasha b'ika b'chata sa'if, u'molak esroishim u'lopo v'yavdus, na'am per kodshachotzim, chata sa'if, u'molak, V'eino mavdil usnan ha-mavdil b'chatos ha'oif. Ha-mavdil b'chatos v'lo'yhivdil bi'oilo posu. V'nichlalu kan shnei lavim. Unless you say usnan shom ha-mavdil b'chatos ha'oif. V'loyhivdil bi'oilo posel. So maybe, you know, you could say maybe the Rambam's not walking the Teres Kohanim, and maybe he means this, and maybe that's the pshat. Chay's going it, okay? And then he continues, the nichlo kan shnei lavim lo yavdil chatezoiv malika v'lo yavdil bo'ilisoiv b'shisua. Okay. Now, interesting. The Malbim also proves this in Vayikra Perek Aleph Isadi. He says, "V'hinei Rambam kosev eino tzorch lahavdil v'mhivdil kosher v'taim amavua b'shrosher the minyan amitzus shekoski milas loy tisparish aschola oishlila v'ak minyan amaymo yodeya lonu im hu aschola oishlila akoch lo yavdil ashe b'chatz oif hu aschola ki hashlila tiyeh lemoisa ki me ayin noima ashe tzorch lahavdil. Ki loy nuchal alam domir lesoif, she meshunim bininayim, avo vishiso is a bekanof of loyav le in roilim noise, michal lavim ki hu shlilo. Ule divi akol im hivdil kosher. Ki bavu shom avo lesoif, nidich ois in sovi kosa ram, okay? Ein shom. Ach, mi divi asifro loy mashmo ki dvorov. To Oma she koshim mina shulacha haratzoyo, umashim she bekol ze ova balav, v'chein b'sefer yireim kosev dim hivdil v'shisu aloike. Okay, so that's the story, correct? Maybe past the motor, past the chiz gone. Okay. It passes like the Mishnah, not the Teres Kohan, the Ches, I don't get it exactly, okay? Like he's explaining what the Teres is telling Ein Tzorach Lahavdil. Okay, same.
What does the Mishnah say?
The Mishnah, that's what he's calling Samar Gimel. I think, I don't know if it's the Mishnah or the Gemara, it's Samar Gimel Ma'av. Chates Ho'if, Ho'is Enas Al-Keren, Droimis Ma'arovis, and Samar Dalam Abeis, Umolak Es Roishoi, Mulopoi, Utnan Shom, Hamavdil Bachatus, Volahivdil be Ulo Apostle. So it means in Ulo, in Malik, you have to be Mavdil, in Chatos, you're also to be Mavdil, and if either one of the two apostles. And there's possibly without the lav, because you violated din. There's a din in the Seid Avodah that you have to be Mavdil in the Oda Soif, in the Malika. Okay? Say that's pretty clear. The Ramban, we don't know anything, okay? You know, from this Pesed, really is irrelevant. He's calling to call, where does Machukas Tanoim of whether you count or you don't count? So he's trying to prove there will be a difference in the minion of Tanoim, whether you count or you don't count, depending on which Tana you would have. So I can have a minion of Tayag that everyone agrees with, correct? However, the Ramban has the same problem as the Rambam, because the Ramban doesn't add the lav of a shisois of beknof of a yavlim yin ha-mitzah, a mitzah shacharav.
He agrees with
them. Yeah.
What does Rabbi think of Pshah in the Pasuk is? By the knof? Like the array?
You can go either way. You can say lo yavlil ain soch lahavda because it's not like oila. Or you can say lo yavlil osli b'mavdil but it's a chiddush that doesn't passel. The Teres Kwanim certainly runs the other way, okay? And there's no really right Ram, you should learn the way he learns. He makes up his own drasha. And he says, maybe what the Teres is saying, maybe you should have said like this, that it's like oila, kamash malon, or this veim, or kamash malon, no.
Rabbi saying it's the
Teres
against the
Rambam.
That's
difficult
in the Rambam.
I understand that. And the Ramban also is like that. The Reim and the Bahalach Zulis, I understand. You see, the Ramban's issue over here is really not talking about this point, correct? Because Ramban's just trying to show where there's Machlokes Tanoim about Minyan HaMitzvos. However, the problem that I have with the Rambam,
I have
with the Rambam all, I have the Ramban also.
Unless he was like the Reim, it's not another mitzvah. It's part of the same law.
I understand that option, okay? But then it's better and worse. You know why? Because I'll ask you, is there Machlokes Tanoim about Shisur, whether it's a minyan mitzvah or not? So you tell me absolutely not, correct?
I don't know. I can't
tell you. We don't know anyone that says... Once in the Teres Kwan, you don't know anyone that says that it's kosher, correct? I don't know Machlokes Tanoim. So I would say, what's the Ramban's kasha? According to everyone's lav, the Machlokes is whether there's a lav also, the same lav would include two things. And once you say that, I can flip it and make it worse for you.
Worse for the Ramban? He never kasha.
In other words, you don't gain anything. But by saying the Ramban's like the Ireim, you gain.
The whole point goes off.
It's absolutely zero, okay?
Hope goes away,
yeah, correct? That's pretty good, right? You agree that he can't say he's like the Ireim, correct?
The
whole point is computer view. It's really a worthless point off. You want to give the Rambam more credit than that, correct?
But even the Rambam's camp doesn't help so much.
Why?
There's no mocker in the Tanoim.
I understand that.
Are we talking about this
problem? The Malvin points out that the Teres Kwan is not mashma like the... That's
he was
it.
A fucking
shastam,
he was a big Tamachacham, he used to be...
Who?
The Malvin? I mean, this is not the kind of thing most people would catch.
You have to... I'll tell you something. There are two stories of the Malvin that I heard. Okay? One story is the Chofetz Chaim saw him as a youngster when he was younger and saw him eat a big meal, okay? And you know, is Misrashim, you know, who is this? You know, what is this, okay? And then after he saw him learning the whole night because of that, he says, over there, I have no kashas, okay? But then he said, I'm not sure exactly the Nusach, he said if he wouldn't have spent his life fighting the Maskilim, he could have realized the potential of the Atzis Chaim, which is safer, She'ein Kamo. That's it. Atz Chaim is a safe word on Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim. He only wrote maybe this 30 simonim or something like that. I have it in the house. Yeah, I'm not impressed, like, Yishitosa and this and that. It's like, Eluyas, Chay's going out, you know. Okay, Beseder. That's, I can't say anything more. The Chofetz Chaim, you should also know that he was about to be the first Rav in New York, and probably was the better that he wasn't, but he died on the way, and they took Yaakov Yosef. Okay?
He died mamish on the boat?
No, I don't think he made it to the boat. He died on the way, I don't know, somehow. Okay, Beseder. Okay, that's enough. We're not here for story hour. Okay, Beseder? Next, correct? Now okay? Okay. Safe, then now the Ramban continues. V'chein chomet v'pesach li'achaz manoi le'divir Reb Shimon humut min ha'teira. Reb Yehuda who laughed b'fnei atzmoi. Okay? I don't know why the Ramban is stressing that it's mutter min ha'teira, just maybe it's a proof that it's not a lav. It really is irrelevant whether it's mutter also. The question is it a lav or not, correct? See, he says the machlok is a minion. V'roi lovil v'cheshbon. V'chein chomet l'dnei zmano. Mishay shalos l'maylu hu b'lav. Reb Shimon ain't by lav. So the machuk is tanoim after Pesach and before Pesach. There's no machuk is tanoim about Pesach itself, correct?
But here's the lashon that we wanted to hear. Lashon ain't by lav. That's the relevant lashon.
That's right.
You didn't say this before Pesach, after Pesach.
No, it's mutter min ha'teira. Reb Yehuda hu lav b'fnei atzmo. What's mutter min ha'teira? According to one Tana, it's not a lav. Correct? I don't know why that's how to ask. Why do I have to stress that it's mutter min ha'teira? But that's not my issue over here. But it's not a lav. Correct? Because what he's trying to say, you see, I'll tell you something, okay? Because he's going to say, and then he says, and before he doesn't say, right? Ain by lab, right?
No, he tells you
why. Okay, I'll tell you why. Okay, I should explain to you why.
Yes.
It's irrelevant for his argument, okay? But the pshat is the following, okay? Because Maisi is going to say, and like the Raivid, that even though there's no lab, there's an Issa Deraisa. And he's interested, but after Pesach, there's no Issa Deraisa according to anyone. That's the pshat. Okay? And it's very meduik. And every word of the Ramban is taka beseda. Und das sagt den Ramban. Okay? Now you're okay with this? But it's not only meduik. Oh, das ist der Pshat, correct? Okay, now I'll continue and show you that this is taka the Pshat. Okay? Now you have any problems with the words? It's just, you know, the truth is mutter min ha'teira is overkill. Okay? If it's mutter min ha'teira, it can't be a lav. If it's us min ha'teira, it could be a lav. So he makes a statement, it's not a lav. Correct? Let me continue. Okay, but now you have no problems, correct? Any problems with Lashon? I'll continue. V'yu l'Rabbi Yehuda b'achilas Pesach shloisha lavim echa b'pesach v'nei zmano b'chomez v'nei zmano. V'yecha b'chomet a Pesach, v'yecha lab shel chomet she'ovel a Pesach, okay? U'shlosh nulin limonis, v'b'nei she's manu shel zeh, lo'i zmanu shel zeh. That's also beseder, correct? You could imagine not so, because the lab of Pesach in Shomo Yisrael, okay? But the better case would be to say the Ram Taka counts two of them, not three of them. So once you can count two of them, you know, then that's enough of the case. No.
Which two does he count?
He counts before Pesach and Pesach. No, once All the point is that it's a machlokes tanoim about, you know, because according to one tan, it's only one lav, correct? Okay, now let's continue. V'ine harav atzmoizal, that's the point. Mona chometz mishay shows l'may lav of neatzmoi. Huk divrav Yehuda. Rav Shimon ein by lav klal. Kol shimu furish beperek kol shor. Okay. Now you want you now ready? Okay. Now what I'm going to do, I don't think I'm going to get very far. Okay. What I'm going to do is present the first rung. Okay. And what I need is you don't have to say anything. I mean, we can really take this in the sugyas and psachim inside out, upside down. But I'm going to present the first line, and not even going to finish it. Okay. The Rambam in Mitzvot Loisei Kuf Tzadites. Kuf Tzadites. He shehizhilnu me'achol chometz acha chatzos yoyim arbo oso benis minisan. V'omroi leisech alav chometz v'kinui azeh. What's all of? Leisech olav chometz. The kini azeh musav. A keves ha-pesach. Sho'onu chayovim le-shochtei. Beino abayim. Yoim abo osa. Benisa. Lefikoch ne'emar. Me'eshe agi zman shchitosei. Leisech olav chometz. Okay? Continue. Ready? Ubigmo psochim minay lechomitz mishesh shows the mileage of Leisase Shnemo Leisechal Olof Chomitz. She's calling this command called Shah, Kilu, that's a raya, okay? And Ramban says it's the Chamachokis, okay, good. For Shom, and this is his main point, and Abdallah on the base, Omru. The kule almo miho chometz mishay shows ulamayla deraise. Okay. So you understand once you make this point, the Ramban can't say that it's mutam and atera. The question is the lav, and the Rambam learns from the fact that Gemara says it deraise is a raydach is a lav. Correct. Hello. Is that fair? Okay. I didn't do anything. Kemotzono, and the Rambam doesn't feel necessity to prove once it's awesome and Atayr is alive. The question is that the proper text, is that the proper nusach in the Talmud or not? So he says, Kemotzono loshon kol ha'atokais ha'mesukonois sheniku lifnei chachme ha'Talmud. Okay, so you know, it's very, very amazing, okay? The Rambam feels that he's privy to all the proper nuschos, and he can evaluate the proper nusach of the Gemara from what he has in front of us, in front of him. And he has nuschoyos that are in front of the Chachmei Talmud, okay? I don't know the Chachmei Talmud are. The time of the Gain of who are these Chachmei Talmud? I don't think he feels he has that tokus from the time of Talmud Babli, okay? I'm not sure who he's talking about, correct? But it's interesting, correct? Can we continue? Vishom ne'emar betam isa achilas chometz b'shoshishis ovdu rabbonon hachoki yiseira. Again, the point is it a deraisa? It's not a deraisa. Okay.
Let me just ask.
You can ask whatever you like.
When you teach third graders, fifth graders, Gevurah Psachim, you teach them the Gzeres Darbanan because you are a Hakka from the time of the Doraisa. What's the Rambam telling us here about these nischos? This is the whole first paragraph of Psachim. What's got to do with the nischos?
I don't get it. What?
What's his point? That the Gemara says that we have these extra hours we tack on to machik from the
Torah. No. Is it the Kuli Alma? The point? No. His main point is it the Kuli Alma? Where does he make his point about the nuschos? Not about the third thing that he quotes, but the second thing that he quotes. And that's the point. And he claims that you might have had someone claiming that's not the proper nusach. But once you have that proper nusach, the other discussion would support the point. And that's why we make the achoka, because it's kuli alma. But that by itself is not a proof. Okay? Because maybe you don't paskin like that, or maybe it's only coined to one time, correct? But the point is that the kuli alma deraisa, and that's what all the talk is about. Okay, is that fair to answer your question? Now let's continue. When we show over ocho chometz achatzeis loike, versteht sich. If it's a lavi taka loike, ukfar his boy mishpli mitzuzu betchilis b'socha. Okay. Okay. Now, so I don't understand the kuli alma over here, really, because the ma'ase is Rav Shimon lifnei zman and there's no lav l'chaya. You see, the issue that we're going to have over here is: can you asa mishum tashbisa or something like that? And that should be the Issa.
Doraisa.
Right.
Issa say.
And the Ram can't imagine that. Okay. Now, I want to throw something out, which might be amazing to you, okay? If you're ready to say, v'nafoichu, okay, and say just the opposite of Reb Chaim, because Reb Chaim makes a case which I never understood. You know, he has a problem with Gemara Psochim in the Tzadis. I don't know if it's Tzadi Gimel, Tzadi Dal, whatever it is. Okay, I'll tell you exactly what it is later, you know, whatever it is. The Tzadis, okay? And if you're ready to say, okay, see, so Reb Chaim is bothered by the question, why don't you say, okay, the Ram said this is Malkus. So what happened to Lav Nitalase? So Abchaim does an amazing thing. He says, how's the Chaynet? Lav Nitalase is only if there's a cue. There's a mitzase to do something. But Tashbiso is not a cue. We paskin, the Ram paskins. It's only an isase. Since it's only Nisa say, you can't have a lav in the class say, and therefore the Ram passed to this Malchus. That's what he does. It's mamish nafoichu, okay? I can tell you now, you know, I have problems with Reb Chaim. Anyway, because it's not clear to me, according to the Rambam, that you count Isri Asay in the Mitzvah, according to the Rambam. And the Ram, every time he mentions mitzvah say, he says he's supposed to do something, correct? And especially if you look at the way he formulates in Shurish Shmini what a tzibui is, it's either achol or lo lechol. So it means you're supposed to do something, okay? And if I'm enjoined from doing something, that lechol is not a tzibui, it's an isa. So either it should be in the lavim or it should be something else. And lavim l'choy is only not talk, so I don't know where it would be. Okay. Coupled by that, okay,
which I always point out. It should be right here, I think. If I'm making a mistake.
So Tashbish doesn't count?
No, it counts Tashbish and Yer Mitzvahs.
It does.
Yeah. Okay, and then I always said Pshat, but you can disagree with me. The Rambam Perik Aleph of Hilchos Ishus Halacha Ches. V'yesh she'isa biyosan ba'aseh. V'eino mechai ve'lav m'shloi she'hen. Mitzchei v'adoimi do rishon v'do sheni echad zchom v'echad zekeres v'bul v'koyin gol. Okay? So I challenge you to find in Minyan HaMitzvahs Mitzchei v'adoimi. Perek Avoches in Hilchos Ishus. You see the Rambam? Here it is.
If you don't believe me.
What? Okay, so he counts. I think Lama Tess, he counts Bula Kohen Gadol. So I tell you, what's the difference? Because the Rambam says that Mitzin Adoimi is only Nisaseh. There's no Kiyum in Mitzin Adoimi. It's only Surim. So Nisaseh is not Minyan. In Bula, in Bsula, is a key. And that's what Ram says. You look at the Lashon, Ram Doch Samitzvah. Okay, so I say the fact that Ram counts Tashbisa Minyan Mitzvah is all. Okay. So Abchaim flips it and says just the opposite. Okay?
How does the Rebbe get out of the question of loving Tekla
saying? I don't know. It doesn't bother me. Okay? You know? So I get out, I don't get it. But it doesn't mean you say something that's not, you know. I was brought up, and that's the way the Rav always said. Now I think of Chaim Olin. You don't say that if I don't say this, I can't get it. So, you know, there's my Rav always say, Makash, stop with it, okay? And once you're ready not to say stupid answer, you have the option one day of having the proper answer, okay?
That's a species of cute, that's it.
Okay. And maybe, okay, good to say that, correct? Then. So, maybe fakild, it's just the flip. Since maybe there's only a kiyum, there's no isa, according to the Rambam. And therefore the Rambam could not have imagined that Tashmiso should have been the isa from Shei Sholos Levaila. And his only option is to introduce the lav. Which, if it's true, it's amazingly interesting. And Fakir, just the opposite of Chaim, that was the force. And it was the question, what forced him? Both the Ramban and the Ravid go out of their way to say, you know, it might be something else. Why should you say Loisachal of Chometz? What's forcing the Rambam? See, look at the Rambam, though. The Rambam's mashma, that if there's an Issa Deraisa, it must be Lav Loisachal of Chometz. So, what's the scoop? Okay.
Is there a way of knowing when the asay is dafka kiyum and not necessarily what
I mean, you have to know exactly what Chazal say. You see, fakeld, I always said that the Ram loses the lashon of lav habo mechal asay is a raya doch that you derive the lav from the asay, but there is an asay. And he dashes from the Lashon, not the Lav Habo Mechal Aseh, is the reason, not because the Lav is the reason, but the fact that Chazal say Mechal Aseh, so it means there is a Tzivri. But if there's only an Issa, and no Kiyum, and no Tzivri, it's only an Issa Aseh. So it might not be in the Minyan. The Maisa is, the Rav calls it an Aseh, over here.
We don't have Chazal saying it's Lav Habo.
I don't, Tashbisa, well, I don't think we do. Maybe we do, fine, let me know. Okay, so I thought that this is a very interesting insight. In other words, basically nafoichu.
So, it's like not wearing tzitzis, you're saying. There's no issue, you're just not doing kiyum.
we don't know that it's an Issa. There is a tesis that has such an option. You know, there is a business about it, putting it on. It's kumvase, shave altasa. We don't know such a thing. It's just rischa. It's what the Gemara says. It's rischa or something, correct?
So Tashmish is saying there's no issue of chametz per se. There's a mitzvah to get rid of the chametz.
What?
It's just a new way of thinking. Nobody thinks it that way.
Okay. So therefore what?
I have to change my thinking.
Okay.
In Rebsachim, no one teaches you to think this way.
Okay, so it depends on what you do. It depends who you learn Pesachim, what you learn Pesachim. I don't know anything, but you hear what I'm saying. Because the Rambam clearly made a major case over here. I have, if you want, I have a long, long footnote over here in my thing, going through the whole sugya of Pesachim, how the Rambam learns, how the Rishonim. I'm just getting started over here. If you really want to pull the sugya upside down, but I don't know, it might be out of the frame of reference we want to do in Sefer Mitzvahs. I'm just telling you, the Rambam's point, and this is the main point over here, okay? The Rambam's Abisai. The Rambam's point over here is a very simple point. The Rambam's, the Gemara says that since the Kuli Alma that it's also, it must be a lav. So I asked the question, the Ramban and the Ravid, the Ramban says that it's a lav, it's Tashbisu, and the Ravid's ready to say it's a Tashbisu, or the Sishbar Achol's Dam Zivchi, which we'll talk about, okay?
That's a different one.
Okay, we'll see about that. We'll know exactly what the issue is. We'll see the Ravid. We'll see the Ramban. We can see Mamish everything. Okay? I'm just trying to tell you that even before you get started, if you're ready to flip the Rab Chaim, you might have a whole different way of looking at things here. And that fakir might be the Ram, as the Ram does not see it like Rab Chaim. That was motivating him over here in a very serious way. Even though the classical pshetlich, which they used to, I don't know if they do it anymore, but one of the classical pshetlich was to say over either this Rab Chaim or to say over the Biskarov about the difference between Shor Chamish and Shor Shishis in Erev Pesach, okay? Well, it's, whatever it is, okay? But it's not clear to me that, you know, that this is Kilu Halachumish Misina, okay? And I'm just wondering, do you make, when you make the bracha on Bir Chometz, or what bracha is, especially the Rishonim, you know, what is there a Kiyum Tashbisa? And the Lashon HaRambam, in Minyan, you know, look at the Lashon HaRambam, in Perek Beis of Chometz HaMatzah, he tells you to do something. And in Minyan Mitzvahs, he tells you to do something. It really doesn't mean that you're supposed to do something, it means you're not supposed to do. He just has to do something else. But the main question is, and really it's a discussion, Shor Shmini, what is a mitzvah? In other words, can you derive, which the Halachas Gedolos does, and the Ramban claims maybe the Ram doesn't disagree, and I claim maybe the Ram agrees, is called Eva V'Eva Oimer, Asay be mitzvah, which Ram quotes. So how can an Eva say Asay be mitzvah and an Issa Asay? Or the Ram's linguistics at the beginning of Shor Shmini, where he talks about that the word Sivui means a command in language, and he discusses, has a whole discussion about linguistics, about what the words mean. Okay? So that's my point, okay? What, I guess again, what is the Ram's proof from the Gemara Pesachim? Not that because we don't know anything of Mela, it must be that. Okay? I'm just telling you that there is a problem what the Ram's proof is, because the Ramban has Tshuva Betzila. I mean, Dorb, that's, you know, I mean, that, that's the beginning of the discussion, okay? The next thing is, you open the Ramban in the Lois HaSelvi Kufsali Tess, and you see the Ravid in Mishneh Torah and in Kosev Shom and Pesachim, and you read the words and you talk about them, okay? That's what I had planned to talk about in terms of the text, okay? Then I go through the Gemara and Pesachim, you know, Barichas as a footnote over here, but I'm not sure that this is what you guys want to do now, unless you feel you want to learn Pesachim again. But you can think about this. We hear it's a very, very important point. What is a mitzvah saseh?